So rather than get my usual jaded view about what's important, you now have, with this presentation, the view of the practitioners before the Railroad Commission. So my views have been modified somewhat by their way of dealing with this. Now, let me give you a warning. There are probably, 12 of us, 15 of us who practice oil and gas law at the Railroad Commission of Texas. So we're pretty much involved in everybody else's business the whole time. So this is a warning. I'm an advocate in some of these cases, and you might hear a suggestion occasionally that perhaps the commission blew it in one or more of these cases. So just want to be sure you're clear about that. Here are my topics. I'm unlikely to finish all of these in 30 minutes, but let me just tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to introduce you to the current commissioners. In the last 4 years, we have 3 brand new commissioners. They encourage us to give an ethical discussion. I have an ethical moment that I'll cover for a minute. Then I want to talk about oil wells versus gas wells. You would think that this would be a settled subject in the state of Texas. Sadly, it is not. I want to talk a little bit about forced pooling. There are a number of forced pooling cases going on at the Railroad Commission now, and they present some really interesting issues. Then the big area for development right now is the Delaware Basin. There are a few things going on there that are important, and I'd like to point them out. And then I know you're going to have a debate talk about allocation later today, but I usually provide an update of how many allocation wells, how many production sharing agreement wells have been drilled. So I'm going to do that too.